love for your signal. That's very, very nice. I hope she gets to the concentration part of the talk. Because I really want to know how to concentrate so I can study for my exams. Because I'm so stressed out that I can't concentrate. And so that's why I talk about just letting go of the stress, because the stress is what makes it difficult for you to concentrate. Yeah? So relax, you know? Okay? Now, how to concentrate? I have no clue. Yeah? Because I try and do breathing meditation to develop concentration. I do two breaths and my mind starts to wander. But anyway, they say that you can develop concentration through meditation. And I have some faith in that. Yeah. So I think it's quite good, you know, to do a little bit of calming meditation before you study. And here, meditating on the breath can be very, very useful. Okay? So you have to remember to breathe when you're doing this meditation. Don't forget to breathe. And I say this because sometimes during your exams you are so stressed out that you forget to breathe, you know, and you start turning purple and your heart's going like this. So you have to remember to breathe. And so you sit down, you know, before you're going to study, you know, you just sit down and you breathe normally and naturally and you just follow your breath. Okay, you've been breathing your whole life. Yeah, but we've never even stopped to experience what we've been doing our whole life. You know, so you just, you know, you continue breathing and you just observe your breath. And you follow your breath and you feel what it feels like to, as the air goes in, and you feel what it feels like as the air goes out. And you just focus on the breath. Yeah, and it becomes very calming and very soothing. Yeah, because there's just this flow of, you know, the breath is your way of connecting with the universe. You're inhaling this air which nourishes you, and you exhale your carbon dioxide, and, you know, I remembered something from chemistry. And, you know, but it's just this very nice give and take with the universe, and you just, you know, focus on your breath and on feeling nourished by breathing, you know, feeling connected to the rest of the world around you as you breathe. And then you cultivate your motivation for studying and you think, you know, my life has some meaning and purpose and I can contribute something to the benefit of others. And others, you know, will contribute to my benefit as well. And so I want to learn in order to be able to do this. And I'll do what I can, and whatever I do is good enough. And then you take out your book, and kind of page through it. Yeah, and you sit and study, you know. But if you study and your mind is relaxed, you're going to remember a lot more than if your mind is tense. Okay? I also think, just on a practical level, during exam time, and during your life in general, it's very important to get exercise. Yeah. I've noticed Singaporeans don't do this very much. Yeah. You know, I mean, to walk from here to there, they'd much rather take the car. but I think it's very important to get out and exercise and walk. And especially you have such a beautiful country with so many plants and flowers. You know, look at the plants, look at the flowers, look at the sky, look at all the people around you and think about their lives, you know, and see how they want to be happy and be free of suffering just like you. Okay, so you know, spread the attention of your eyes, and I think especially looking at the sky, you know, looking at the stars, looking at the moon, you know, somehow something opens, you know, we get some feeling of spaciousness. And when we do that, you know, again, it's more, much better equipped to learn and to study. Yeah. Whereas if you're just always focusing on this book and you watch how your body just gets like this. Yeah. like you're 80 years old when you're 18, you know. So instead of doing that, I mean, just even with your body, express some kind of openness and do some exercises, some Tai Chi or yoga or run laps or, you know. And then also, a very important exercise is to practice smiling. Okay? It's a very important practice. And really, I think, you know, I've heard somewhere, I'm not sure if it's true, maybe some, one of you can do research on this sometime, that people who smile more are happier. And it, even if you make yourself smile, just the force of this makes your mind happy. Okay? Yeah? I mean, because when you just walk around, you're not going to be, you're not doing anything to be happy. If you put, make a little effort to smile once in a while, okay? Make a little effort to joke. It's okay, you live. Yeah. And again, I think it just relaxes us and makes us more receptive to things. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so you study. Get a good night's sleep before the exam. Don't stay up all night drinking coffee. When you go to the exam, you know, again, set your motivation. Have some kind of vision of, you know, how you, you know, the meaning of what you're doing and how you want to use what you're learning. And then also have some compassion, not only for yourself, but for all the other people also taking the exam, especially all the ones who didn't have the good fortune to come to this talk tonight. You know? So you can have more compassion for them because they're going to be much more stressed out than you are. Yeah. But, you know, if you go in with some kind of kind-heartedness and feeling of connection with the other people, even during your exam time, and also some kind of compassion for your professor. Yeah. Really, do you know? Because it's very interesting, you know, now that I'm older, I have friends who are professors. Do you know how stressful exam time is for the profs? I mean, they go as nutty as you guys do. But you never stop to think about that. Yeah. I mean, look at it. Would you want to sit and read all of these exam papers? Boring. Isn't it? And yet the profs have to read all the exam papers. You know, they have to give grades. And they have to, they have a deadline too, so they're all under all sorts of stress to do it. So have a little compassion for your professors as well. Okay? And then, you know, just do your exam. And when you finish your exam, stop worrying about it. Okay? Because worrying doesn't do any good at all. Have you ever noticed that there's a lot of things in life that we procrastinate doing? You know, we don't have time doing for to do it, you know. I don't have time to meditate, I'll do it later. Yeah, I don't have time to come to Dharma class, I'll do it later. Yeah. But whenever we have the opportunity to worry, it gets first priority and we do it right away. Yeah. I mean, what would happen in our life if we said, I don't have time to worry today? Yeah? I mean, why don't we say that? There's a lot of other things, you know? I don't have time to smile at my family today. I don't have time to talk to my friends. I don't have time to meditate. But I have lots of time to worry. But worrying is totally useless. Yeah? Worry and anxiety and stress, I mean, three most useless things we came up with. So why don't we give them first priority and let them run our lives? So I think, you know, when you start to feel that way, just say to yourself, ah, no time to worry today. I'm going to procrastinate on that one. Yeah. 10 years from now, maybe. If I even remember 10 years from now what I'm worrying about tonight, then I'll worry about it then. Yeah. But so often, whatever our problem is, it seems like such a big problem. You know, 1 year from now, we're not going to remember what it is. Do you remember what your problem was on October 2nd, 1999? have some big problem, don't we? Yeah, something that we're always worried about, obsessing about. So what was your problem 1 year ago? Do you remember what it was? The thing that you spent the whole day of October 2nd, 1999 getting bummed out about? Can't even remember, can we? So if we can't remember a problem that we had 1 year from the time we had it, then, I mean, it's not very important. So the problem we have today, why worry so much about it? Because next year we're not even going to remember what it is. Yeah? Unless you want to mark it in your calendar, you know? Then you can go back next year and, oh, what was my problem? Oh, yes. I remember now. Okay. So let's see. Examination, mindfulness. We missed out the M, didn't we? We got the concentration and compassion. Mindfulness. Okay. Mindfulness is just basically about being present and about holding in our hearts what is valuable in our life. Okay. So mindfulness means being mindful of our potential. Being mindful of what we can contribute. Being mindful of our ethical principles. Okay? So, you know, mindfulness has this quality of knowing what's important in life and then focusing on it and not getting distracted. Okay? So this fits in with this whole thing. You know, when we have a vision and we have compassion and, you know, we know what we're doing, we have place our studies in some perspective, you know, then we can be mindful of that, be aware of that, and go forward.